Welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT Podcast. I'm Alan Kenny, Editorial Director with NAREIT. Joining me on the phone is Sandy Paul of Delta Associates to discuss transaction volume in the commercial market right now. Sandy, for starters, can you give us an idea, what are some of the overall trends in the transaction market in, say, the last 5 years or so, and has anything been different or changed this year?
Sure. Well, for one thing, we've seen a significant increase in transaction volume across all of the major property types since 2009, which was the trough of the last cycle. In fact, we've seen an increase in office sales volume of 483% from 2009 to 2014. Apartment transaction volume has also increased over 400%, and retail and industrial properties over 300% during that time in terms of the aggregate volume across the United States. So the market has come back pretty strongly. What we've seen over the past year has been that there has been some plateauing of volume, and I think that is in part because we see when we compare 2014 to 2013 that volume usually picks up in the fourth quarter. And so if you just annualize the first half 2014 totals, it's naturally going to come up a little bit light. But I also think that we're likely to see more and more workers, more and more jobs, rather, be created as the year goes on. And so we'll continue to see an increase in investment sales volume during the balance of 2014 and then into 2015.
And Sandy, we haven't really seen overwhelming job growth, but it's pretty clear that the economy and hiring, I mean, they're expanding, you know, in the last 4 or 5 years. Is that starting to have an impact on the demand for space yet?
It is, but interestingly, I think we're going to see some repercussions for secondary and tertiary markets rather than first-tier markets. It's across the United States we're beginning to see job growth come back. It's been happening for a while now, but very slowly, almost imperceptibly at times, and then much more robustly at other times. But I think that as we see more jobs be created, we'll begin to see some rebound in demand for office space. It's going to be hit or miss across the major metro areas. But what we're seeing from investors is that a lot of the markets, and I'll just use Washington, D.C. as one example, we're seeing pricing be significantly higher than what the demand for office space would indicate. And so investors that have long considered Washington an excellent market are now looking at secondary and tertiary markets to try and get better yield.
So you mentioned secondary and tertiary markets. Is that where you're seeing the most transaction activity at the moment, or are the primary, the fortress markets still going strong?
Well, the first tier markets are still going pretty strong, Alan. Especially foreign investors love to invest in coastal markets, Washington, New York, L.A., San Francisco, Boston. We're seeing some increased interest in some of the southern markets like Houston and Dallas, which are really becoming first tier. But I think it's those smaller markets where the yield is more readily available that we're going to see interest over the next couple of years.
And lastly, Sandy, how do you see the balance between supply and demand right now? Are things pretty well in harmony? Is there any chance that maybe development might get out ahead of what the market's calling for?
Well, in some markets, development is out ahead of where demand is for office space in particular. For apartments, we've seen pretty robust demand in most of the major markets. And as new supply begins to be delivered over the next couple of years, I think we'll see those market conditions level off or go into better equilibrium. But from an office standpoint, we are in a situation where because of other trends like densification, which is the reduction in the number of square feet leased per worker, because of telecommuting and hoteling practices, we're starting to see, and really have been for a few years now, the amount of demand reduced. And so when tenants are renewing, they're renewing for less space or they're consolidating. And so I think that some of the demand from an investment standpoint will have to do with alternative investments, whether the stock market continues to perform and how investors consider stocks and bonds versus real estate. But real estate looks like it's going to be a very solid long-term play with some volatility in the short term.
All right. Well, Sandy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And thank you all for joining us, too, for the NAREIT podcast. I'm Alan Kenny.